Talking Baseball with Marty Lurie continues live from Giant Spring Training at Scottsdale Stadium on KNBR 680.
Courtesy of Doug Greenwald, who you'll hear all week long on sfgiants.com as he'll do the internet broadcast, sent me a note this morning that Dave Roberts is the first former Giant player to manage the Dodgers since Charlie Dressen. Wow. And that goes back to 1951 when Charlie Dressen took over for Burt Schott. And I guess Leo Durocher, of course, he was a Dodger who ended up managing the Giants as well, in reverse. But Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, I see him down on the field talking with some of his former friends with the Giants. So Charlie Dressen, the last Giant to manage the Dodgers until Dave Roberts. He is the new manager here. Hey, April 14th, remember, go to KNBR.com, go to the website, and you can sign up for dinner at the City Club, April 14th, and it'll be the discussion of baseball and life with Dave Dravecki. And as I've said many, many, many times, we talk about the struggle that he has overcome and coming back to pitch, which is just incredible. But he was a heck of a pitcher. As I said, just look at his career with the Padres and with the Giants, especially in 87. So that is on April the 14th. You can catch up with that. One other thing I wanted to mention before we get to TT Monday, the author of Double Switch, which is an absolute terrific book. It's a baseball mystery thriller, and I'm going to tell you about it. But I want to mention a couple of things about Torrey Pines Bank, a division of Western Alliance Bank, and it's an FDIC-insured commercial bank. Recently, Bridge Bank, and a leading Bay Area-based commercial lender, joined this Western Alliance family. And as a result, Bridge Bank is now a division of Western Alliance, part of the Torrey Pines Group as well. The benefit to the clients of Bridge Bank is that they continue working with their local team of bankers, which I love. You go into Torrey Pines, and it's like going into just family to get things done. It's a great way to bank. It really is. I mean that. Nothing in the relationship changes, but now being part of a larger organization, Bridge has more access to capital and could offer more services. So think of Torrey Pines, think of Bridge Bank as well. All right, let's go to TT Monday, the author of Double Switch. How are you today?
Doing great, Marty. It's great to hear your voice on the radio again.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to have you on. The first book you wrote was The Setup Man, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And I'm going to have you talk a little bit about the theme here, because I gave that book to Javier Lopez, because your main character, Johnny Adcock, is a left-handed relief pitcher, sort of a get-one-out guy like Javier Lopez, who also is a detective. And I love the way you weave that together. So let's talk a little bit about the first book, The Setup Man, which was great, very highly received. Javi read it. And now the new one is Double Switch. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so you mentioned that Johnny Adcock is a left-handed reliever. Not strictly speaking a setup man, but I hope your listeners will give me poetic license to call a loogie a setup man in this case. But, he has a lot of time on his hands, like a lot of hard-boiled detective novel protagonists. He's divorced, and he's on the road a lot, of course. He's looking for something to do that is meaningful to him. And so he makes it known among his colleagues that he solves investigations. And so people come to him. Everyone knows him in Major League Baseball. So this story is set in contemporary Major League Baseball, although Adcock plays for a fictional team called the San Jose Bay Dogs. I love that you had the manager of the River Cats on right before this, because that was definitely a team I was thinking of when I invented the Bay Dogs. But it's a Major League team in the National League West, and so a lot of the other teams that he plays are the Giants, Dodgers, Rockies. In fact, the second book starts in Denver.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, TT Monday with us, the second book is Double Switch. And the first one, if you look it up online, is The Setup Man. And, again, I gave this one to Javi as well. And he hasn't finished it yet. You know, he's got other people to get out first. before he finishes
yeah.
it. But
well, you know, it kind of makes my heart stop to hear you say that, Marty, because I wonder if Javi's going to come back and send me the book with a bunch of changes and corrections on it and say, well, you didn't get this part right. But
I know he read the setup, man. I know he gave it to someone else in the clubhouse as well. But so people understand Johnny Adcock, and I really have enjoyed it. And one, I'll ask you a couple of questions. One, this is not a detective who investigates a hit and run accident, or someone running down a witness somewhere. These get to be very complicated criminal cases. Now, this is an interesting way you do this with Johnny Adcock, and he still gets people out.
Well, you would know, Marty. I mean, this is more your bailiwick. The criminal world, and it means a lot to me that you found it at least a little bit believable. Yeah, he does get people out. I mean, he's a wily veteran. He's a lot like Javi in a number of ways. I mean, he's late in his career. He's in his late 30s. He's no longer a power pitcher. He's about location and movement and outsmarting the batter. And I try to get into the head of the pitcher in all of the baseball scenes. Those are some of the funnest to write, incorporating a lot of what I've learned listening to Kruko and other commentators talk about the psychology of pitching, which is fascinating to me and something that I've really tried to internalize in this character.
Yeah, I think you do a good job with the baseball part. I really mean it. I enjoy it. And as some of the little blurbs that have talked about it, it's sex, violence, and baseball. So, and I ask you this, what audience should be looking at a book like this? We have so many fans. Gee, my 8-year-old would love a book about that, but it's not a book for an 8-year-old. So where are you aiming here with this demographic?
Well, it's definitely a book for adults. And I have a teenage daughter, and she's excited to read the book, but I haven't let her read it yet. And she's a baseball fan too, so it's tough for me. But
if
books had ratings, and they don't, this would probably be rated R.
Okay,
but
that's fair.
That said, it's not obscene in any way. I mean, it's just intended for an adult audience.
Yeah, it's life as we know it.
Yeah, but, right, exactly.
Yeah, so tell me, where can someone get it? I know it just came out in hardback just a few days ago.
Yeah, anywhere you can buy books, you can get this one. At your local independent bookstore, Barnes & Noble has them, Amazon.com, and a number of other online outlets. I want to put in a special appeal for the audiobook. If there are any listeners out there who really enjoy audiobooks, the actor that the publisher hired to read this book and Setup Man, both books in the Adcock series, is fantastic. He really makes the characters and situations come alive, and I've enjoyed that as well. So that's another option that's available at audible.com.
Oh, very good. Well, I enjoy it. And do you want to give anyone a little flavor of the story of the second one, the double switch, since we do have the
Absolutely.
Dodgers here today, and Yasiel Puig is here, Carl Crawford, and
yeah,
I don't want to give it away, but it's
okay,
an interesting theme you got.
Just
a little bit.
Okay, just a little. So the detective story generally begins with the detective in his office, and a woman walks in. You know, we're all familiar with this setup. And Adcock doesn't have an office. He has a bullpen. So it's after the game one day, and this woman, field reporter, comes to the gate. He doesn't recognize her. She might be with the visiting team, and she wants to ask him some questions. And so he lets her in, and they speak for a little while. She asks, she blows her cover and says, "Are you the detective?" And he says, he's a little elusive about that because he doesn't know her yet. And she identifies herself as not a field reporter at all, but the a highly paid stylist named Tiff Tate, who's a woman who consults with baseball players on their beards and their jewelry and their walk-up music and everything to do with their image. She works with their endorsers and helps them craft their image. It's very lucrative business for her. And she says that she's got a problem. One of her clients, a Cuban defector named Yonel Ruiz, is being pursued by the men who smuggled him off the island. And his biography shares some details with Puig's, And I had a lot of fun with that because, you know, the Cuban situation has been very much in the news lately, and everybody's been thinking about it in baseball. And so she asks whether Johnny will see if he can find out who these guys are who are pursuing Ruiz. And so
then
this
takes off from there, let me tell you.
One thing leads to another.
All right, I like it. Really, I'm glad you gave a little synopsis of it, but it's a lot of fun, and I'm glad to have you on. And will there be another in the series? This is your second one of Johnny Adcock.
Well, I'm not going to give anything away. I've got an idea of the next one, but it's not written yet.
All right. Well, I know you're down in the San Jose area. Do you ever come up to AT&T?
Absolutely. Whenever I can. I love it.
Well, stop by. Pat and I would love to see you out at the Public House before one of these games. It would be a lot of fun to see you out there. And bring a couple of books. We'll give them away.
Absolutely. Thanks, Marty.
All right. Nice to have you on. It's a good one. The name is Double Switch by T.T. Monday. All right. Thank you for being on. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.